Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen of Hemel Hempstead. We wish, as we do once a week, we come out and we declare the precious word of Almighty God. I want to read some words today from the book of Proverbs, and herein we find the gospel spoken of, the way of salvation. What is the gospel? It is indeed that God would save sinners out of this world. And God is determined to save his people out of this world. The Lord has many people to save from this sinful world. They are sinners and they will hear the word of God. Do take time now to hear the word of God and to receive the word of God. I read from Proverbs, the 16th chapter, just a few verses. Proverbs 16, verse 1 to the verse 6. Let us hear God's word. The preparations of the heart in man and the answer of the tongue is from the Lord. All the ways of a man are clean in his own eyes, but the Lord weigheth the spirits. Commit thy works unto the Lord, and thy thoughts shall be established. The Lord hath made all things for himself, yea, even the wicked, for the day of evil. Every one that is proud in heart is an abomination to the Lord. Though hand join in hand, he shall not be unpunished. By mercy and truth, iniquity is purged, and by the fear of the Lord, men depart from evil. May the Lord help us as we come to his word this afternoon. Do take some time today, friend, to hear the word of God. There is nothing more important in our lives than to be ready to die and to leave this world. How will we leave this world? Will we leave with our sins forgiven? Will we leave as saved people, having received indeed that new life that God alone gives? Well, he gives new life to receive his word, and I pray that he might be pleased to do so today. I want to begin by this second verse that we read, this verse that reads, all the ways of a man are clean in his own eyes, but the Lord weigheth the spirits. All the ways of a man are clean in his own eyes, but the Lord weighs the spirits. What we're being reminded of here is that every man has his own sense of what is right or wrong, I suppose. Or his ways he evaluates to be okay or clean. All the ways of man are clean in his own eyes. Although I suppose we have a conscience and we like to hide things that we've done. We sweep our sins under the carpet. Things that we've done wrong, we shy away from. We don't like to speak about sin, or we don't like to speak about our faults, or we imagine ourselves to be good. It's what the verse is saying. All the ways of a man are clean in his own eyes. Trouble is, we put rose-tinted glasses on when it comes to ourselves. We think of ourselves as somewhat good because we are measuring up ourselves against other people. But friends, when we measure ourselves up against God's word that is pure, God's word that searches the heart, where we find ourselves, we come short of God's holiness. We all are sinners, each and every one of us. And it says here, all the ways of a man are clean in his own eyes. It's no use measuring yourself up against your own standards. That'll do you no good when you stand before God, because you'll have to meet with his standards. And his standard is perfection. His standard is holiness, righteousness, justice. The Bible says that the law of God is holy and pure. My dear friends, sin is sin, all sin. is unacceptable to God. And we read in the Word of God that He is of purer eyes than to behold iniquity. And so we read this verse, all the ways of a man are clean in his own eyes. Well, if we have a proper search of ourselves, we will find that we are unclean. We read of man that he is an unclean thing. We read in Isaiah, and all of our iniquities are before the Lord. We're told that even our righteousnesses are as filthy rags. We read in Isaiah, we all do fade as a leaf. You can imagine a leaf. A leaf is green for a while, and then we all fade. That's a picture of us dying in this world. And then we're told, and our iniquities carry us away. Iniquity is another word for sin. Our sins carry us to the grave because we have sinned. This is why death has come to mankind, it's come to me, it's come to you, because I'm a sinner like you. We've all sinned. My friend, this is a sad reality, but it is a reality nonetheless. Death does come. No use talking your head, sir. You're going to die like me. We're all going to die. And it's not a laughing matter either. It's a serious matter. Question is, how will you fare before God? How will you fare? How will I fare before the Almighty God? God has told us in His Word, it is appointed unto man once to die, and after that the judgment. And if we've sinned, we can have no hope apart from the Lord Jesus, which the rest of this passage will tell us about. That iniquity is purged by mercy and truth. And the Lord Jesus is that mercy that God sent His dear Son into this world. It is a great mercy that God did send His Son who lived how we have never lived, His Son who the Bible says was holy and was without sin. The Lord Jesus had no sin. Well, we read here, all the ways of a man are clean in his own eyes. But we read, the Lord weigheth the spirits. The Lord knows the spirits. He knows the hearts of men. He knows the thoughts and the intents of our hearts. This is what the Bible tells us. Even when the Lord Jesus came into this world, He could read the hearts of men. He knew what people were thinking about. He often said, do not murmur within yourself, or say within yourself. My dear friends, God knows that we're all sinners. We've all come short of His requirements. The Lord weighs the spirits. He weigheth the spirits. He not only knows, but He knows how deep and how dire our souls are. The motive why we did something, the Lord knows through and through. You know, people often say to me, God knows my heart. These are people who don't even go to church. They say, God knows my heart. Well, He does. Do you love Him? Do you go to church? Do you obey His laws? Do you love His word? Jesus said, if you love me, keep my commandments. And yet people say, God knows my heart. Well, what kind of a heart is it? Is it a heart that loves God? Do you thank God every day for giving you life, for air to breathe, for strength? For life itself, life is a gift. And everything that we have received in this life is from the Lord. How has it been with our hearts? We thank God. Have we confessed our sins? Have we truly repented? Have we believed upon His Son? My friend, if the heart has not believed upon the Son, Jesus said, if ye have not believed, if ye believe not that I'm He, you will die in your sins. And it's a terrible thing to die in our sin, that is, to die in a state of unforgiveness, of an unforgiven heart and to die so hard in our sins. Oh, friends, the Lord weigheth the spirits. He weighs the spirits of all men. And then we read, the Lord has made all things, even the wicked, for the day of evil. People want to be wicked. People want to be unbelieving. People want to be hard. People want to say that there is no God, even though there is so much evidence for a God. Look at yourself, look at your body, sir. You have 7 major organs in your body. They didn't come together by sheer accident or chance. No, we're all, as it were, a walking miracle. And God has made all things. And then we read, mercy and truth, by mercy and truth, iniquity is purged. It's a very interesting verse in the Bible there. Think about it. By mercy and truth, iniquity is purged. Well, what is iniquity? Iniquity is wrongdoing. It is sin. Sin is purged. Sin is washed away. How? By mercy and truth. By mercy and truth. We read in the Word of God that the Lord Jesus Christ is that tender mercy from on high. He left the heights of heaven and came down. That was the mercy of Almighty God. It was a mercy that He should send His Son into this world, into a world of sinners that despise His name, that take the name of the Lord Jesus every day as a curse word. And it's a mercy that He came into this world. You know, the Bible says that all things were made by Jesus Christ. We're told, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And then we're told, and the Word was made flesh. And we're told that all things were made by Him. Everything was made by Jesus Christ. And it was a mercy that He came into this world, my dear friends. It is by that mercy of the Lord Jesus Christ that iniquity would be purged. He came into this world to purge the sins of His people, to take away the wrath of Almighty God that was against His people. We read in Isaiah chapter 53 in the verse 11 that He, God the Son, would justify many, would make many people right before God by bearing their iniquities. The Father says, my righteous servant shall justify many, for He shall bear their sins, their iniquities. And though, you see, this is the amazing thing, by mercy and truth, the Lord Jesus is truth. We read, iniquity is purged. Sin is dealt with. My friends, the religions of this world, the man-made religions of this world, cannot purge iniquity. What they're asking you to do is for you to purge your own iniquity. You can't wash away your sin. You can't wash away your record. But Christ Jesus bore a tremendous wrath for His people. He said, I lay down my life for the sheep. The Lord Jesus purged the iniquity of His people. When did He do it? Well, when He was taken by the hands of wicked men to the cross at Calvary. When He suffered, the Bible says, the just for the unjust. When He said to that man that He was dying for next to Him at Calvary, there upon the cross, He said, today you shall be with me in paradise. Jesus Christ bore the sins, we're told, of many, not everyone. We're told in Hebrews chapter 9, Christ was once offered to bear the sins of many. And He did bear the sins of many. Who are the many? The many that will hear His word. The Lord Jesus said, my sheep hear my word. They hear my voice. They hear, as it were, the voice of Scripture. They hear the promises of God. Salvation is such a wonderful thing. But God has determined to save anybody is a mercy. God has determined to save his people. I don't know who they are. There may be some here passing by on the high street today that will hear the word of God. You'll take the word of God home with you in your heart, and you'll ponder it, and you'll search it out. You'll go and you'll look for a Bible, and you begin to read it, and you begin to study it. And as you read it, it'll read you, and you'll understand, like me, that you are a sinner, and that you are a dying sinner, and that one day you will stand before the Lord, as I will have to. And we read in the Bible that there's another book that will be opened up. It's called the Lamb's Book of Life. And whosoever's name is written in that book, we're told, shall not be cast away forever, shall not be cast into the lake of fire, but shall be ushered into heaven, into the very presence of the one who created the world, and yet who was made man. This is the amazing thing of the Bible. We're told, right even there in the book of Genesis in chapter 3, God promised Adam and Eve that he would send Jesus Christ into this world, the seed of the woman. We're taught throughout the Bible that through mercy, sin would be purged, iniquity would be purged. The Lord Jesus is that mercy. The Lord Jesus Christ is that day spring from on high, that mercy that has come down, God's mercy as it is in Christ Jesus. My friend, salvation is entirely that. Christianity is about salvation. Other religions about you somehow reaching up to God, which is impossible. You cannot reach up to God as a sinner, for you are defiled, for you are unclean. Job says, can that which is clean come out of that which is unclean? Or, put it another way, can anything clean come out of that which is unclean? We are sinners, and we give birth to sinful children. You don't need to teach your child how to do wrong things. My parents never taught me how to do wrong things. I came as a sinner doing wrong things in this life. And yet there was a day that God convicted me of my sin and my unworthiness and showed me the altogether worthiness and loveliness of the Lord Jesus, and that salvation is only in him. We're told in the Bible that there is no other name under heaven, my friends, given amongst men whereby we must be saved. If we're going to be saved, if we're going to have any hope for heaven, it can only be through the Lord Jesus, who gave his life as a ransom for many. You see, the gospel is so hard for people because it requires a man to humble himself, to say that there is nothing that I can give to God. There's nothing that I can commend myself to God with. My friend, as you look at me, I am a sinner, unworthy of anything, and knowing that I deserve God's infinite wrath, that God sent his Son for me, to live for me, and to die for me, to give to me the righteousness of his Son, and to take my sin upon himself. And that's the good news of the gospel, my dear friends, the wonderful message of the gospel of God's sovereign grace, of his mercy. And I see people listening here. We're a local Bible-believing church. We simply preach the truth of God's word, that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners. Christianity, my friends, is about realizing that we are sinners, that we're unworthy, that we have no hope, no possible hope in and of ourselves before God. But God has given His Son and has given eternal life to His people. They come, they will hear, they will all receive the message. The Lord Jesus said, not one of His sheep shall be lost. Not one. They will all hear. They will all receive the truth of God's word. The proud God sees afar. This message is a tremendous offense. I do realize that. And that's why most people don't listen. Because the Bible tells us that we're not good. The Bible tells us that we're exceedingly wretched and bad. That we are worthy of God's wrath. There is nothing good in man. He is a sinner. And he is lost. Until God shows him that he is lost, he will not see it. The Lord Jesus said when he, the Holy Spirit, comes, he will convict of sin and righteousness and judgment to come. My friend, if you've been convicted of your sin, as you, in your mind's eye, survey your life, go over the years of your life, consider the things that you and I have done. Are we not guilty of many things? Lies, unkindness, especially not loving God with all of our heart, our soul, our mind, and our strength. Yes, we're all guilty of that. My friend, there's only one who can be said was never guilty of such sin. And he was the one that was put upon a cross by wicked men. And in the last few hours of his life, the Father would have to turn his face away from his Son, as it were, as he was bearing the sin of his people, that he might take them to heaven, that he might take them to glory. This is the message of the Word of God. It's a precious message. It's a salvation that God has wrought. It requires of the sinner to repent and to look to the Lord. The Lord says, look unto me and be saved. You don't look to yourself, because all I see in myself is sin and unworthiness. But I look to God's Son, and I see in Him all the perfection that I need. As I look to Him, I see all the fitness that God requires. My dear friends, I thank God for His Son. I thank the Lord He sent His Son to live and die for sinners. Would you not come this coming Sunday? Come along and hear the word of life. Come and hear the word of God preached. We're a local Bible-believing church here in Hemel Hempstead. And we preach the simple message of the word of God, of the gospel. We meet on the corner of Lower Road and Red Lion Lane, just outside of Hemel Hempstead in Nash Mills. And I can assure you, if you come along, you'll receive a very warm welcome. I'm the pastor of the church, and I'd be very glad to see you, and we're very friendly people there. Our worship services are reverent. That is, we come with a serious mind, seeking to hear God's word and to give Him praise and glory and honor for all that He has done in sending His Son. So we meet the corner of Lower Road and Red Lion Lane. The church is Bethel Reformed Baptist Church. We meet at 10:30 a.m. and 6 p.m. So do come along. This Sunday, we call it the Lord's Day, because it is the day when Jesus Christ rose from the dead, triumphant over sin and the grave, and is said that He is coming again. And He will come again to receive to Himself all of his people. When we die, our spirits go to be with him. But he said, marvel not, the hour is coming in which all that are in the grave shall come out of the grave. Some to life everlasting, some to eternal damnation. What a day that will be, my friend. As I see many people pass by here every week, and I often wonder, where will you be? Well, if you have not the Lord Jesus, you have not life, and you have not eternal life. But seek him now, friend. The Bible says, seek the Lord while he may be found. Turn to him while he is near. Let the wicked forsake his way, and the unrighteous man his deeds, and God will have mercy.
Hopefully.
The Lord is good. Do take a tract, sir, please. Have a good day. Well, may the Lord bless his word. Do take a tract, as this man has. We'd love to see many coming to hear the word of God. Do have a good day and come and hear more soon. Come on the Lord's Day, we'd be glad to see you. Corner of Red Lion Lane and Lower Road. Thank you for listening.